Welcome, everyone. This is another Monday night WinFree conference call, simulcast on the telephone and on BBS Radio Network. And right now, we are checking people into the call. And those of you that are listening on the network are always welcome to check into the call sometime if you want to. Just send me an email, and we'll send you the direct number. There is a little advantage of checking in directly as opposed to listening in BBS. And that is what we do on these calls is we create a group energy with these soul groups in other dimensions, and then we create intentions. This is after the call is over on BBS. We group intention, and we do something called sending the light. And this is a way of kind of speeding up the connection between other realms in this realm and creating manifestations. I didn't say that very well, okay? It's a way of utilizing the creative forces in other realms to cause manifestations in this realm for the highest good of all concerned, otherwise known as miracles or healings or whatever. So we have a lot of energy that builds on this line. So we don't usually do that on BBS. Sometimes we do, but we don't usually get to it. So the purpose of this call is to be here now, to be able to create for the people on the call the experience of a centered hologram connected to multidimensional holographic universes that we don't usually connect with. And I say that at the beginning of the call, and I'm never sure if it's going to happen, but usually it does. Usually there's points of magic in this call where energy shift and people experience what I call interdimensional connection. So hang in, and we'll see if it's going to happen tonight. Now we're checking people in. We have Margit, Terry, Francis, anyone else?
Oh, Andrea in Atlanta.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
And, hi, and Jackie's here from San Diego.
Hi, Jackie. And who else? Like your
Anna
name?
Anna in Berkeley.
Anna in Berkeley?
Yes.
And anyone else?
Michelle from Davie.
Michelle?
Yes.
Hi, Michelle.
How are you?
Is this the Michelle that sent me an email?
Yes, exactly.
You're French, yes?
Yes.
Bonjour. Very nice
Bonjour,
to hear you.
Bonjour, comment allez-vous?
Okay. Very, very nice to have you check in.
Thank you.
And you haven't read my book yet, though, have you?
No, but I will.
Okay.
Soon.
Great. And you didn't check out any of my websites yet, either, did you?
Yes, I did.
Did you check out Conversations with My Girlfriend?
Yes, I did, but I cannot say that I remember exactly. I would have to go again, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll talk a little bit about it. And anyone else on the line? Anyone? We have Margie, Terry, Francis, Andrea, Jackie, Anna, and Michelle. Okay. And we have everyone on BBS who's listening.
There are 11 participants in the conference.
So actually, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And we have 3 people who are listening in who haven't said their name. And that is okay. I just like to keep track. We have 11 people on the line. So, and Terry, you're on the line, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to... Is there anything you guys would like to say to everyone on BBS until I mute everybody? No.
Glad you're with us.
All right. Let's just say, hello, BBS.
Hello, BBS.
BBS.
Hello, BBS.
Yes. There we go. Okay, now I'm going to mute
you guys.
All callers are muted.
So, Maya says all the time that I can tell the same story every week and it sounds different. Now, maybe I can tell a different story today and it would sound the same. That would be an interesting one. I always tell a little bit of the story because I know there's always new people listening in, and they have no reference point as to what's going to happen or why it should happen. So within the context of the story is a good intro that helps open the possibilities. Because when people are looking at something new, something that they can't validate with their own minds, they need a reason to consider it. We have so much input today, so many things to look at, and how do you know what to look at and pay attention to, particularly when it makes no sense? Like, for example, if a stranger came up to you and said, here is a map to a pot of gold, and if you go the next 75 miles and you turn this way and that way and go into the hills, you're going to find this pot of gold. Well, the chances are you're going to look at the map, then toss it and say, I'm not going to go 75 miles because some stranger says there's a pot of gold. Now, if somebody comes up who is a billionaire and he spent his whole life finding pots of gold and said, he's got enough money, so why don't you get the next pot of gold and here's the map. It's 150 miles. You might go. So this is the nature of faith. Where is something coming from and how far will you go and why should you believe that it's there? So that's the reason I tell the story, because the people that have been on the line regularly kind of know what to expect and they've paid a lot of attention and it's become legitimate to them. But somebody who's checking in for the first time or the first few times has every right to be skeptical and to be testing and to consider if it's worth paying more attention to or not. So that's the reason I tell the story. I tell the story for those new people who are coming in, and it's very important to give them reason to check this out, because what's happening here is special. It's not something that's easy to find and that it's real. But when somebody checks in for the first time, they don't know that. And just because I said it, I might still be a stranger. So what we're doing on this line is we're creating what I call group energy. Now, most people are familiar with the idea that we're all one. That's something that's been said many times. Even John Lennon, I am you, you are me, and we are all together. But we don't feel like we're one. Most often, or very often, for most humans, they feel separated. They feel alone. They feel lonely. They feel unloved. And so, where is this oneness? Well, we're in a realm, this realm which we call Earth, where we're in a body. And we didn't start in a body. We started as an energy. And the energy took on a body. And once the body was created, the memory of being an energy is forgotten. And you're operating in a body, feeling the body, feeling the pains of the body, feeling the joys of the body. But it's an illusion. It's a very persuasive illusion that the body is all there is. And yet, before the body, there was an energy. And after the body, there's an energy. But while you're in the body, guess what? There's still an energy. That energy didn't go away because you're in the body. The attention to the energy went away. And now the attention is with the body. So that energy exists, and yet we don't know it. All we know is that we're in a body. And we feel separated from other bodies. And we don't know we're an energy. We don't remember it, and we can't feel it. Now, there's always certain indications that we're an energy if people look for it. They have to look for it. For example, sometimes in your dreams, you can contact the energy part of yourself. You can contact the energy part of yourself when there's loving space in a room. Some people can feel the energy connecting each other, and that's our energies coming together. Well, the thing about energies is that the energy part of yourself is that, unlike the body, it's very fluid. It can get bigger, smaller, and can join with other energies. And the thing that we call oneness, the law of one, or that we're all one, has to do with the fact that ultimately there's only one energy that is subdivided and subdivided and subdivided, like a lake that has many tributaries, little creeks and rivers that are flowing from it, and each one seems individual, and yet it's all from the same lake. So we can say that intellectually, but then how do you have the experience of that where you can know that there's a lake up the river? Well, humans can direct their energies, the energies that we can't see, through their intentions. So what we do on this call all the time is we direct our energies to connect with each other. And when that happens, there's a special feeling that you feel. Now, I won't say that every single person is going to feel this. So if you don't feel it, don't feel bad. Keep coming back, and probably eventually you'll feel it. Two things will block you from feeling it. One of them is your mind and your thinking. You'll think, you'll be in your thoughts, and you'll be so busy evaluating that you won't be able to have the experience. The other thing is ancient patterns of energy repression, so that even though there may be an expanded energy in your space, you can't feel it because your body has memories that keep it contracted, keep the energy contracted. Say, for example, if you're carrying huge hurts in your heart. Now, it is possible during the course of this call to release those things, and many people have. So in order for you to release it, you have to open your trust up to let it go, because we are bringing in not only our energies, but we're bringing in the energies of these two group souls that I have come to know as the Elohim and Ra. And let me say that I don't believe things easily. They have hit me over the head with the sledgehammer, and I've come to the conclusion that they have to be real. And in the oneness of the universe, these two group souls are part of the bigger part of the oneness. And in oneness, anything can blend with anything else. As soon as you have a thought, a thinking, your energy goes to where you're thinking. And our energy bodies are moving around all the time, matching our thoughts and our intentions. And these group souls exist in the same realms, or they, I won't say they exist in the same realms, but they can have access to the realms where our energy bodies are, and they can connect with our energy bodies. and we can become not only one with each other, but one with them. And that is one of the things that happens on this conference call. We go through the experience of being one with these energies. And you get to experience it and have a reference point for it. And once you have a reference point for it, it's kind of like you have a new friend. It's like, I may have introduced you, but then it's yours. But the key is to get the reference point. And so that's one of my goals, is to create a reference point for that energy, for those consciousnesses that can be your friend, even when the call's over. So how does it feel to have an energy in another realm as your friend? It's like, they probably won't go to Starbucks with you and have coffee, and they probably won't go to dinner with you because they're not in the physical. So what does it mean to have a friend that's not in the physical, that's somewhere else, that's energy? Well, when you have a friend in those other realms, then what happens is you can call on them to blend with your energy body. And if you know their frequency, they'll show up. So let's picture this. We have a group souls. Group souls are millions of individual souls in the same realm as our energy bodies. And they want to connect with us. They can help us. They can heal us. They can lubricate things in the world so things happen easier. And they exist just as much as you and I exist in the physical. And we can ask them to come into our space. Now, of course, you have to learn to trust this. Why should you trust this is positive? Why do you want to ask some energy that you can't see to come into your space? You know, it kind of goes back to the little story at the beginning where if a stranger comes up and says, here's a map, and if you go 75 miles, you're going to find the pot of gold, okay? Well, you're not going to go. You're probably not going to go. You might, but you're probably not going to go because you're going to go on a wild goose chase. You probably are not going to trust that that stranger is telling you the truth because he has no credibility. So some of you may not be open to letting these energies into your space because I'm a stranger, and you should have that reaction. One of the reasons I wrote a book. That's one of the reasons I do these calls. That's one of the reasons we do conference calls. That's one of the reasons I have this Message a Day series. Because I may have the right map to the pot of gold, but you may have to get to know me before you trust that I have the right map, before you're willing to be open to this. And that's a very reasonable approach. So I suggest, any of this makes sense, just keep checking me out. Read my materials, study my websites, because there's a huge story in there that had come to me about how all these realms work and interact. And it's the story is sufficiently annotated that once you become familiar with it, it's not easy to disregard and put away. You know, it's like starting with people around me channeling. I'm taping all the conversations. They're predicting newspaper headlines. They're saving my sister's life. They're going from one person to another. They're talking to me in my dreams. So I mean, it's 6 years that this is going on and 8 years that I'm writing the book. And there's this explanation for this period we're in called a dimensional shift, and that we're at the end of a cycle. And there has been no more important period in history than to start healing yourself and healing your energy body, because what they're saying, and again, you have to read my stuff and make sure this is true or let it resonate with you, but what they're saying is we're going through a upgrade, a 75,000-year cycle, a division of souls where some souls are going to graduate and some are going to repeat this realm on another planet. And the criteria for graduating is having your heart open. And part of the reason for these conference calls is that within the coming together, within the blending of all of our energies, within the opening up to the energies of these group souls, a byproduct of that is your heart starts to become more open. And as I'm talking to the heart of all of you. Some of you can feel it. Some of you can feel the energy shift as I talk and feel the openness occur. If you notice, I'm talking about different things, and those of you that are more sensitive, every time I talk about something, the energy goes to what I'm talking about. And this is creating at a very high level. It's creating from other realms and downloading into this realm. It's creating from the place where we are all one and downloading into our separateness and feeling the oneness. And so it's kind of like there's this, I call it a matrix. Sometimes I call it a skyscraper. It's like, where are you on the matrix? And when you create something, the creation is going to be different when you're in a different place in the matrix. And so this is a high matrix that we're creating on this call. It's a high level of creation so that it downloads instantly from the etheric into everyone's experience. And of course, it's got the support of these group souls working with it. So that is the purpose of this call, to create that attunement, that at-one-ment with all that is. And one of the things that happens on this call is that we have the opportunity to actually hear the verbal messages from these sources in other realms that can join with us. So let me repeat that so you understand it. We have this, these two group souls that I have come to identify as group souls, and I have come to identify their frequencies, their energies. And they have been working with mankind since the beginning of man, as far as I can tell. And one of the things that happens is when somebody comes into this realm, when an energy form takes on a body in this realm, there's a veil, and the veil separates them from the direct connection or memory of what's beyond the veil. And so, essentially, when you're in this realm, you've lost your map. And then you try to figure out what really goes on. And so people talk to each other, and then they create levels of reality that try to explain the phenomena that happens in the physical realm. And it's not often that someone is able to explain the phenomena in the physical realm from the other realms, from where it's created in the other realms. So this is a rare opportunity, or else I'm a big wacko, but I don't think so. This is a rare opportunity to learn about what's on the other side of the veil, feel the energies of what's on the other side of the veil as they come into this realm, and to have them talk to us all at the same time. And so we're lucky enough to have a person on the line that is able to tap into those energies and give them a voice. And that person's name is Terry Brown. And Terry is a trooper. Terry and I have been friends for probably 30 years. And it's like this experience we're having now is something that never happened all through our connection. And if you go to the website conversationswithmygirlfriend.com, you can read the whole story of how this started with Terry, where quite an extraordinary story. And there's a lot of channelings are up there of how Daphne started talking to me, and they started talking to me through Daphne, and then Daphne left, and 6 months later they're talking to me through Terry. And this has been going on for 6 years now. And for many of the people who have been on this line many times, they've observed all this. They've heard the channelings. In fact, the first time this ever happened, where we actually had a channeling on the line, was probably 2.5 years ago. And I had learned to bring the energy in. I don't know if learning it is the right word. I guess learning is okay. I started to just assume that it would happen, and it would happen, and it kept happening, so I could depend on it. And I had written the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Casey, which is really the introduction to the Ra Group. And the implication in that book is that it's the Ra Group that speaks through David Wilcock, spoke through Edgar Casey. And the Ra Group is the group soul that's made up of graduates, those people that have gone through this realm in some other millennium and graduated and now act as pure energy to help those of us who are stuck here. And as I was writing the book, I have a new friend suddenly start channeling spontaneously, and I'm talking to another group that's the Elohim group. And I'm having this experience of communication with both of these group souls, and it took me probably at least 2 years to say, this is real. Otherwise, I was like in a science fiction movie. And then I realized that they could bring energy into the physical space from where they're at. And we started doing the conference calls, reading their channelings, and bringing the energy in. And then one day, Daphne came in just as a visitor on the call. In the middle of it, she said they wanted to say something. And then we have the first live channeling on this conference call from this group that identifies themselves as the Council of Elohim. Now, if they are who they say they are, this is not small potatoes, because as I looked up the word Elohim and Googled it, I got definitions like the creator God of this realm, the God of the Old Testament, and I asked them, and they said they were the same. Now, are they the same? That's why we give you a lot of information to study and look at, and you should decide for yourself. My own decision is, after 6 years of watching this, that they are who they say they are, and that it's very special to be on a call where their energies are present and they can talk. And then we have the Ra Group. And the Ra Group, just to give you an idea, the Elohim group is more far out, more celestial, and the Ra Group is closer in. That's the best way to describe it. It's made up of the graduates of this realm. And they're also on the line talking to us energetically, and that it's quite rare for someone in this realm to figure out this whole paradigm of two group souls that have we've looked upon as God throughout the history of man, and that they're both available. Now we've learned that they said they were going to do this, and both group souls are working together on this project with me, so they say, and the energy of the voice that's identified itself as Ra-An, and this came out last Saturday on the workshop I did with the Message a Day group. So we did a channeling with Ra-An, and guess what? Ra-An said that they were, this is the voice that's been talking to us, and the implication was they were part of the Ra group, but they said, no, Ra-An was a combination of the Elohim and Ra, that when we did the Fire the Grid evening, I guess that was about 7 or 8 months ago, and we had channelings on Fire the Grid. The Elohim and Ra said they were working together with our group on that. And so since that time, it was a new voice that identified itself as Ra-An, and Saturday, Ra-An said they were the combination of the Elohim and Ra working with us. And we're going to have that audio up. I asked Kathy to separate it out from the rest of the workshop. And we'll have it out on Higher Vision so that anyone can listen to it. And let's see. It's 6:32. You know, everyone's always saying, how come you bring Terry in at the end and don't let her channel earlier? So I thought what we would do is, we'll do what we did at that workshop because it was very neat. Are you in a good mood, Terry?
Totally good mood.
Are you in a parking lot somewhere?
No, I'm back at the house.
Oh, you are? Okay.
There are 18 participants in the conference.
So we have 18 people in the conference and however many people are on BDS. And what we did Saturday was kind of neat, and maybe I'll do it again. I will do it again, and we'll see if it happens again. And that was, I just brought their energy in. And bringing their energy in means I'd like you all to just take a moment, and hopefully you turn your radios off and you're in a quiet space. Maybe, hopefully, you're alone. Because this may not happen. You have distractions. And shut your eyes and go through your chakras. See the energy coming in from the top of your head, through your neck, through your heart, through your feet, and into the earth. Now, those of you that have physical ailments, physical problems, take this energy that's flowing through your body and let it surround wherever there's an issue. If your heart is closed, let it be in your heart. Let it heal your heart. Wherever you have anything, move this energy. And know that this is not just energy. This is intelligent consciousness that's working with you in your space. You can talk to it. It can listen. Ask it. If you trust it, ask it. And if not, just keep tuning into our show, and until either you trust it or find something else, but you can ask this energy to support you, to help you. If you get really good at it, you'll learn that when you're by yourself and you're not listening to me, or you're not listening to the show, you can actually ask this energy to show up, and it will. And it can surround you with love. This is the advantage of having a friend from another dimension. Now, this energy might be more than one soul, and maybe many souls just working with you. They exist to do this. They have nothing to do all day except look for people that call on them and need love. That's their job. One of their jobs. I don't know if it's the only job. One of their jobs. And you can learn to feel them. Now, usually, I think it's the Ra group that comes more closely in. And the Elohim group is more outside in the greater space around you. And they're both present now. And some of you can actually visualize yourself in the middle of this huge hologram and feel their energies. And feel yourself expanding very far into the space. When you learn to do this, you are now changing the vibration of the physical world you're in. You're changing your home. You're changing the people. You're not doing it. Love is doing it through you. You are an expression of loving energy surrounding you. It's not an effort to try to love somebody. It's an expansion of loving space so that anyone comes near you, unless they're completely closed down, can open up to these energies and transform themselves. People need reference points. Without reference points, it's all in your mind. And you can look for it in your mind for lifetimes and never find it. You need to experience the energy once, and one time is enough to change your life, because now you have the reference point, and you can keep invoking that reference point, that memory, and you can grow into it, and you can heal your old patterns, because you can draw on these energies to fix you, or to help you fix yourself, to move into those areas where you didn't feel love, and suddenly love comes in. So, let's see, on that note, it's 48, we have about 13 or 14 minutes. We can open up and hear what they have to say. And by the way, if I've said anything incorrect and you guys would like to make any corrections and readjustments, please feel free to do so, because I'm just a human trying to explain it from how it feels to me. So what I'm going to do is call in the light. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We're in this flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies to the center of the earth. And we reinvoke our group energy, and we invite those higher group souls, as I call them, energies, the Elohim groups and the Ra groups and any angelic forces, that anyone that's operating, stipulation being to enter this space, you have to be service to others, you have to be operating in the Christed energy, and you have to honor the law of one. And do we have a source that would like to address our group this evening?
Yes, we do. This is Ra On, and we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are consisting of a number of individuals from the Ra group and from the Elohim group. Different individuals and groups have noted your questions. As you have indicated, that if anything needs clarification, we may do it at this time. You have mentioned that everyone is an energy expressed in this realm or in another realm, for instance, after death or between lives or in another dimension. We would like to clarify that farther. The individuals are at the basic bottom of it, all-knowing statics. A static has infinite potential. They have the potential to express themselves through the creation of energy. That's a lot said in a few words. We can cover it in further detail at another time. Then, the Ra On, the Ra part of the group, would like to answer another question that was brought up at the grid healing, after the grid healing on Sunday, where we worked with a number of locations. We do this every Sunday. And sent our love light to areas that needed it, and are still sending our love light to areas that have been selected in the grid healing to maintain a consistent flow of love light energy to individuals. The question asked after the grid healing was, why do we love you? Why do we want to come in and work with you? And we answered at that time that you are part of our family. You are part of our family that doesn't answer when we ring you up, so to speak, on the phone. We are calling you. We are there for you, and so often we are at a frequency which one does not notice because of the lower frequencies that one is so involved with in this third dimensional realm, moving into fourth dimensional realm of more love light. We can be way showers into this new realm of love light. When you begin to tune into our frequency and to experience our love light frequency, you can begin to duplicate it for yourself and begin to practically glow with light. We are so happy to be with you and to again connect the missing silent members of our family that have not answered when called, have not seen, when flagged down, and have not noticed. And we are there waving to you. Hey, we are here, and we love you, and we wish to connect if you wish to connect, and we feel that if people could remember what it was like to be home, that they would want to connect deep within their hearts. And we offer that opportunity, and we love you. Adonai, Adonai.
Thank you very much for being with us and sharing that tonight with everybody. And let's see. Now it's back to the human wind, but the energy is still here. The connection is still here. And some of you could feel that connection. And those of you that felt it, we hope you'll come back often to our conference line, because it's a reference point that's on all the calls that we do. And we need a lot of reminding. The first time you feel that, it's a new experience for some people. And that the consistent connection with that reference point has the potential to change your life, to make a new friends that want you to know they exist and then want you to feel them. Now, in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, there was an idea presented, and it had to do with what the Ra group called wanderers. And a wanderer was someone, is someone who started out connected with these groups energetically on the other side. And they decided to come into the earth plane to be of service down here, to help other people. And there's millions and millions of humans who fit into that category. And the unfortunate aspect of this is that once someone chooses to come in from a higher realm and come into this density that we call the earth plane, they forget why they came here. Because one of the attributes of this plane is that you have no memory once you're here as to the fact that you came here for that reason. Plus, it's very hard to find other people who can help you remind yourself of your true nature. So, according to the Ra group, and this was according to the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, as they said this, or I think this was in the Carla Rucker channelings, 90% of the people that come into this realm from higher realms totally get lost here once again. And they go through a series of lifetimes, and they get caught in reincarnational patterns. They get caught in human patterns, resentment, anger, hurt, betrayal,
jealousy, getting even, poverty, and they keep reincarnating because they're in those patterns. Yet, deep inside, there's something in them that says, why am I here? Why don't I fit? Why am I different from other people? And they don't have the reference point to figure it out, because the information and the data is not easy to come by. So within the context of what we're doing here, there is also the cosmology of this explanation for the way we get distorted once we're in a physical body, and the wisdom on how to get undistorted, how to free yourselves up from all the ways that you trapped yourself in reincarnation and in the human level. And so that's one of the things, the benefits of studying the material, particularly the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, which has so many of the, both the cosmology and the channelings directly from these groups helping to guide us out of the trap of physical embodiment. And, of course, there's also the explanation for what they call a dimensional shift, that the end word is cycle end, and that there's going to be something that happens in this period that has never happened in recorded history, and that is the Earth is graduating to a higher realm, and there's going to be a division of souls. So it's never been more important to get your heart open than it is in this particular lifetime. So there's many, many tools on how to do that. One of them is our conference line, and we have discussion groups. We have constant invocation of the higher forces. They're working with the people on the line. Certain people who have been on the line have taken positions of leadership, have recognized it and felt the energies. And they've taken it upon themselves to volunteer to hold their own calls during the week. So there's actually a conference line call happening every night of the week that you are welcome to attend. There's a call on Wednesday with Matthew where we have live channeling and questions and answers. There's a grid healing on Sunday morning where we create a group energy and we send it to different places around the world. So I hope you'll take advantage of this. And it's 6:53, and I think we have another 2 or 3 minutes that we can be on the line. One of the things we do at the end of these calls, and I said we usually do this after we disconnect from BBS radio, but we have a minute here. So what we do is we go around individually, and people put things in the light. And we'll let maybe the first person do that, and then we'll say goodbye to BBS, and we'll continue with those other people on the line until we're finished. So I'm going to unmute everybody.
All callers are unmuted.
And you're unmuted. If someone wants to just put something in the light right now, putting something in the light means taking our group energy. We have a group energy that's composed of us
and them, and putting an intention out for healing for yourself, for healing for someone else, for healing for the planet, anything you so desire, and put it into this energy that we've created. And for many people, they've experienced remarkable shifts and changes as a result of doing that. So I already called in the light. I'm not going to do it again. I'll just leave a silent space here for anyone that wants to speak up.
Hi, this is Marielle. Just came in from Los Angeles. And I would like to put Wynn and Terry and Daphne and everybody on the line into the light for this wonderful work. And I would like to thank the Ra'an for helping me in my recovery. And I would like to put Elizabeth with her Morgellons into the light and my parents just for gratitude and protection and anywhere in the world that needs help into the light. And thank you so much for being there.
Thank you, Marielle. It's nice to hear you again.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, this is Jackie, and I would like to send love, light, and healing energy to Arthur Watson and his family, and also to everyone listening to this broadcast tonight, everyone on the line, everyone associated with this group, all of our loved ones, our pets, our projects, and our homes. Love and light to the plant and animal kingdoms, especially those parts that serve as food and nourishment for us. The water ways of the planet, especially those parts that become our drinking water. Special thanks to Wynn, Terry, Daphne, Matthew, and their sources. Love and light to all light workers and service to others. And to all who are reaching out for love and light to enter their lives. And my thanks, gratitude, and appreciation to Mother Earth, our Sun, Ra, the Elohim, Ra'an, and others who assist us. And I would like to amplify all requests made tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie. I'm going to say good night to everybody on BBS. And you can get on my Message a Day mailing list. It's another way of staying in tune with this energy, which is messageaday.net, messageaday.net. And it's a free sign-up. And wish you good night. And on that note, we'll go back and just leave the space for anyone else who wants to contribute.
This is Wayne. I'd like to send light and love to all those online with us tonight. I'd like to send light and love to the Hunab Ku, to our Sun, to Mother Earth, and all the kingdoms of Mother Earth. I'd like to send light and love and healing to Alma Malone.
There are 20 participants in the conference.
Peggy Hurst, Nancy Summers, Elizabeth Fogle, Martha Derrick, Neil Eric, Raymond Chavis, Charlie Jameson, Ralph Krim, Tommy Felkel, and Nancy Felkel. I'd like to send light and love and healing to all the abused and abandoned children throughout the world. I'd like to send light and love and gratitude to the Ra, the Elohim, the Quo, the Ra'an, and all those other interdimensional service to other groups who are assisting us. I'd like to add my energy and amplify all the requests online tonight. Thank you.
This is Francis. I'd like to put into the light Wynn, especially all those that help him, Terry, Daphne, Matthew, in his work, and for all of us that have come together at this time in history for the support and for their support and guidance. I'd like to put into the light all of my loved ones. I'd like to put into the light with thanksgiving. Thanks for my many blessings. I'd like to put into the light Scott for successful search for his